Welcome, Chimpers, to episode 63 of Chimp Out Radio. I am your host, Mr. DJ Stupnik. With me, as always, my esteemed co-host, Whitey is Fed Up.
Hey, DJ, nice to talk to you again.
You too, man. It's good that we're doing a show every week now.
Yeah, we got some good feedback from that.
I think so, too, and I'm excited about it. I mean, the show's a little bit shorter, but it's in higher quality recording, and it's going to come out every week.
Well, it works out perfect for me riding the ghetto train into the city. That's just about the time it takes me from the time I get on the train to the time I get off.
That's right. It's perfect for a lot of commuters. So if you're listening to us right now and you're surrounded by niggers and you're listening on headphones, good for you.
That's my favorite thing to do. I'll listen to Chimp Out and surf Chimp Out while I'm sitting there smiling at niggers on the train.
It's therapeutic.
If they only knew.
If they only knew. So who's with us this week?
This week we have Laughing at Coons. He's going to stop by and spend a few minutes with us.
Nice.
And also the Spider has an unbelievable story of some massive TMB.
That's going to be awesome. So sit tight, Chimpers, because Chimp Out Radio starts now.
This is Justin Nigger.
And DJ Stupnik.
And you're listening to Chimp Out Radio.
Whether you like it or not. So I heard that your wife almost made a post on Chimp Out.
Yeah. She works, well, she's sales, but there's a bunch of niggers that work in the shop.
Yeah.
And the HNIC there went AWOL for a few days. He yeah. goes on his bender and just disappears, doesn't call in nothing, so they demoted him. He's no longer the shop foreman. So he's out there telling all the rest of the niggers what to do, and the shit hit the fan. They were, "Nigger, you ain't my boss." And she said they were almost going to blows. She said the niggers were chimping out so loud they were hearing them in the shop and yelling, "Shut the fuck up." And she said all day these niggers were going back and forth screaming at each other.
Oh, jeez.
And she's like, "I had to fucking leave. I couldn't take it." She goes, "You know how black people are." And I said, "Oh, they just got louder and louder and louder, one screaming over the other." She's like, "Exactly, for hours." And she's like, "And every 5 minutes, one of them was coming in to cry to the owner." "Well, you know what he said to me?" "Well, blah, blah, blah." So the owner would calm him down, send him packing. Then the next nigger would come in crying, "You know what Tyrone said? That motherfucker, blah, blah, blah." She says they're like a bunch of three-year-olds.
Yeah, that's being kind.
I know.
3-year-old monkeys, maybe. Well, you know, we're going to end up making a chimper out of your wife one of these days.
She already feels that way. She just doesn't like saying nigger.
This is Unchained, and you're listening to the best damn nigger bashing show on the web.
Well, let's call Laughing at Coons.
Let's do it.
Good evening.
This is DJ and Whitey. How's it going?
Hey, man. How you doing?
Doing great.
How's it going, man?
That's going real good.
What's been going on since we last talked to you? Any good Coontax lately, or?
Actually, I have been fortunate to have been out of the city of Cincinnati for the last couple of weeks. Have
nice.
Not had many Coontax. Thank you.
So it's like a nigger vacation, sort of. What?
Yeah. You can sort of say it's been a white Christmas, so to speak.
That's the best Christmas present you could ever get. No niggers.
Yeah. It's the gift that keeps on giving.
Yes. It's been nice. My job tried to transfer me to an office down in inner city Cincinnati, but I was able to wiggle out of that. I do taxes.
Yeah.
Now, try to imagine, if you can, what it would be like to have, say, 400 niggers coming to you over the course of the tax season, lying about their children so they can get more earned income credit.
Well, yeah. And with the niggers, foresight, they'd probably all come in on April 14th.
Oh, Yeah, that's the same Social Security. You know, I've seen that Social Security number 12 times tonight. Wow. Almost got it memorized.
It's like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
No,
I
it's
can't
whatever,
even make up a convincing one.
It's whatever one they stole from Whitey when they stole his identity.
Yeah.
Probably so. Wow.
Do niggers ever pay taxes ever?
I don't know. I don't think they do. You have to pay taxes on stuff you steal.
Well, do you remember when they did the tax refunds during Bush's presidency, and the niggers were bitching because they didn't get refunds, but they never paid any taxes, and they were still bitching?
Yeah.
It's a refund on taxes you paid, not a freebie.
The white boys, they be keep for the black men down.
Oh.
Yeah. You know, earned income credit is there for a reason. I mean, the earned income credit helps, lower income. What it's there for is to help lower income people, you know, around this time of the year, get a little bit of a boost, get a little bit of help, you know, so they don't, they don't have to, you know, rely on, you know, social programs, food stamps, you know, welfare, what have you. You know, let's say a guy's, you know, working hard, doing the best he can, you know, making $32,000 a year, and he's got a couple kids. You know, who gets some money back if he earned income credit? Hey, he can fix his car. I mean, we've all been there.
Yeah.
You know, you fix your car, you know, you do this, you do that, you know, and that's what it's there for. But, you know, my God, it's just like the entire nigger population gets $4,000, $5,000, $6,000 of earned income credit because all they do is fucking breed.
Yeah. It's sick because the system is set up to reinforce and reward that sort of behavior. And, you know, we're on like probably our fifth or sixth generation of welfare babies. That's all they know. That's their career.
I got to tell you, you know, I had this nigger bitch in my office one time, okay? 18 years old, and she's fucking bitching about Ohio. She's saying that this is all bullshit. This Ohio, they won't give me no money till I'm 19. I ought to move to Kentucky. And I said, what are you talking about, money? You trying to get a job with the state? He goes, no, welfare. They won't give you no welfare till you're 19.
Jeez.
God.
There's some lofty goals.
Wow.
You shouldn't even get welfare until you're like 30 or 40.
Yeah, you should have to pay something in to get any benefits.
Really?
I mean, unemployment, you have to pay into that by working.
Yeah.
Welfare, food stamps, I mean, you should have to pay something. Just like unemployment, you know, your benefits run out. It should run out after a while.
Yeah, it should.
Well, you know, in most jobs that, you know, that you work today, you have a drug test, right?
Yeah.
So I get drug tested before I can get my job, you know, before I get a job and go to work. Okay, then they take that money out of my paycheck, and they just give it to niggers who don't have to be drug tested before they receive my money.
I know.
Fair.
It's not fair at all. It's ridiculous. They should have to do a drug test and a criminal background check before they get a single penny of taxpayer money.
Well, you know what? I obviously do a lot of work in buildings, and I remember this one in particular. It was a Section 8 shithole, completely funded by the city and county to house all the niggers in. It was six or seven stories. Everybody lived there for free or paid minimal, you know. And you go
right
up on the roof, and there had to be 40 or direct TV and dish network satellites on the roof for all these niggers.
Yeah.
It's like, really? Yeah. You're living off my dime, and you have satellite TV? Fuck you.
Yeah.
You bust your ass to buy a nigger satellite TV. Joke's on you, Whitey.
Yeah, pretty much.
Well, what else are they going to do? They don't have jobs to go to. They got to sit around and do something all day. So that's what they do. They watch TV. I mean,
they watch BET and MTV.
Yeah.
They watch BET, and they watch, I guess, MTV now is just as bad. You know, they watch that. They listen to the rap music. You know, they listen on how to steal and how to kill, and then they go out and apply their trade. Seems fair.
No.
I
would like to see niggers in concentration camps, but niggers are not capable of concentrating.
God, that's funny.
Hi, this is Stinky Nig.
This is Aryan Girl.
This is Galaglai.
This is Dirty Dan.
This is Intaro.
This is Lady Coon Thresher, you fuckers.
Hi, folks, this is Not Nice.
Hey, Chimpers, this is Whitey's Fed Up.
This is Miss Ann, and you're listening to Chip Out Radio.
Okay, so what's going on in the world of niggers this week?
All right, this is a story that I actually found, and some of the comments on it made me piss my pants. But I titled it, A Homie Kills Homie After He Finds Out She Is a Homie.
Well, this sounds promising.
All right, what happened?
26-year-old Kenyon L. Jones is facing charges of second-degree murder and armed criminal action after he shot and killed another man. 31-year-old Darnell D. Pearson, who was posing as a female prostitute on Christmas Eve.
On Christmas Eve, even.
Merry Christmas, nigga.
What, was she dressed up like one of Santa's elves or something?
They never showed a picture of her. Him, it, him, whatever. It.
Which is probably a good thing.
Yeah. Jones admitted pain to have sexual relations with Pearson, believing that Pearson was a woman. Mm. Several hours later, Jones became aware that Pearson was a man.
What, several hours?
Right.
Yeah.
What do you suppose they did during that time that he never figured it out?
I have no idea.
No, he
either
did.
Got
he
a
just had
job
to...
or stuck it in its ass.
I guess.
You a guy. I'm gonna kill you after I done my dick and you.
Yeah, I guess maybe he was went home, thought about it, and he was embarrassed that he ass slammed some dude. And he was gonna go take out his vengeance on the guy.
I guess. So how'd he kill it?
Oh, he went and got a gun and then tracked him down and killed him.
Does he put that line, "Don we now our gay apparel," a little too seriously?
Yeah.
Wow.
Here we go. Jones told police that he obtained a handgun and approached Pearson in the vicinity of East 46th Street and Troost Avenue. Jones chased Pearson to the entry of an apartment building on the 1000 block of East 43rd, where Jones said he popped him. Well, he popped him twice.
Yeah. He busted a cap in his ass and he busted something else in his ass. A nut. He busted a nut.
I don't know. I just can't help but think that this is probably the rural media's attempt for a cover-up. It's not that he was a transvestite. That's not why he killed him. He was probably robbing. He didn't care. He got his dick off. What does he care? Hey, man, he got my money. He got more people money. I'm going to keep my gun. I'm going to go down there. Shit.
That's Damn. More likely what it was. Yeah. Or he was just pissed off because he had to pay for a piece of ass.
Ooh, I guess there weren't any white women around to rape.
Yeah, not much else to tell. It's a short story. What else is there?
Fucked a guy, and then went and killed him.
Yeah, then probably fucked him again.
That's part of the story. When police arrested Jones on East 43rd, west of Virginia Avenue, he was out of breath and wearing a hoodie-style shirt. So he probably went and got some seconds there.
Oh. Gotta get my money's worth.
Oh.
Yeah.
A short distance away, police recovered a handgun and a hooded jacket with a cell phone containing images of Jones.
Whoa, so he was taking pictures.
Jones is the nigger that killed the other nigger.
Okay.
I can't tell them apart.
Yeah. They don't look alike, DJ. Right.
They look alike. Yeah, they do.
Well, here's the comment that killed me. This is from CT Nighaven. He puts, something is missing here. Another piece to the puzzle. I don't believe for a moment that a wild, sex-crazed buck in heat would let a minor issue, such as a penis, deter him from his mating ritual.
Exactly.
Maybe the tranny buck stole his old Barry White collection, launching him into a homicidal rage.
Oh, God. It's just never ending. It's just never ending.
So, It has a happy ending, though. I mean, we got one good nigger and one going to Nigger Buck University.
Well, now he can get all the down low he wants, and he won't have to pay for it.
No, the taxpayers pay for it.
Yeah, damn, we get stuck again.
Oh. He's going to get stuck again.
Well, I'm of the philosophy, every time a nigger dies, an angel gets its wings.
Here's another good comment from Nig Heist. Was this nigger high on Jankum or drunk? I've never seen a black tranny pass for a woman, ever. Even with beer goggles on. Asians and Brazilian trannies, some of them can fool anyone, but not nigger trannies. They usually look like Huggy Bear from Beretta in drag.
Oh. That would not work.
Oh, man. That was a good story. How'd you find that?
I don't know. You know how that is. You're just clicking around, follow one link to another.
Yep. Next thing you know.
Bingo!
All right, cool. Well, hey, thanks a lot for stopping in tonight, Laughing at Coons. It's always a pleasure.
Hey, thanks for having me on. It was great being on the show.
Anytime. Hey, nice talking to you again.
Yeah, you too, Whitey. Hey, you guys have a good night.
All right, you too.
All right, you too.
Bye-bye.
You're listening to Chimp Out Radio with Justin and DJ. If you like what you hear and want to get more episodes, visit us at the forums of chimpout.com.
Obama, we can't erase that. Every nigger wants to ruin the world. Elected Obama, we can't erase it. Every nigger wants to ruin the world. Can't stand this nick fixation. What happened to the white man's nation? Every nigger wants to ruin the world.
Hey, Chimpers, this is Whitey's Fed Up, and you're listening to the best damn nigger bashing show on the internet.
Okay, we're back now with the Spider. And Spider, you had an interesting experience at the library. You want to tell us a little bit about it?
Oh, one of the branches is in the nigger part of town. And for the longest time, Thunes were complaining that there wasn't any black staff there. So finally, you know, we kind of reneged on some of the stuff and lowered our standards and hired a bunch of niggers to staff the place.
Oh, God.
Yes. They started a book club there with urban fiction. I don't know if you're ever familiar with it, but Triple Crown is one of the main, what they call them, presses of it. And 50 Cent writes some books or hires somebody
Whoa,
to do it.
50 Cent writes books.
There's another one called Zane. Some of the titles is Bitch, Bitch Reloaded, Purple Panties on Fire.
And they carry this shit in the public libraries?
Yeah, it's really popular amongst niggers.
I wonder why.
Yeah, and basically all it is my dick, my pussy, slinging drugs, and niggers being niggers. And, and it's written about the fourth, fifth grade level, which is, you know, it's kind of like an easy reader.
For us, for them, yeah. That's probably like it takes a lot of concentration.
Yeah, but they started a book club there and a bunch of for sheboons. And they said they needed some money for some prizes from the library, Friends of the Library, which is a 501c3 that we have. Well, actually, most of the major cities have them. They do fundraisers and sell books and give funds for the library for stuff that our budget doesn't cover. And they said they needed some prizes for the book club. They spent about $275 on sex toys.
What?
Yes. What?
Yes. I was in the office of the Friends when all this went down. I was, you know, just down there giving off some fun from stuff we did. And this stupid coon was down there submitting the receipt, you know, to this sex shop. And it was a sight to behold.
What did they say when they saw it?
The little old lady was, what the fuck? Literally, I mean, it's like, you know, butt plugs, double jelly dongs.
Are you shitting me?
No. dildos and just a whole bunch of stuff. Edible underwear.
Oh, you're going to make me puke. The thought of eating edible underwear off a sheboon. Oh.
That's sick.
Oh, man.
But, I mean, niggers can screw up anything. I mean, you would think when they get at least a college degree, I mean, they might get some sense into them. And to stoop to this level of stupidity, of using, you know, funds that are meant for, like, buying minor stuff, you know, like some of the things we've given in the past was coffee cups as gifts and that stuff. But to go
maybe
out there.
A hat, maybe a T-shirt, you know.
Yeah, T-shirts, gift certificates. Sometimes we cater lunch. But, yeah, they went out whole hog and got themselves a bunch of sex toys.
Now, do you think that they actually distributed those sex toys at the book club meeting, or do you think some nigger just bought those for his own enjoyment and said, I'm going to turn this in and get my money back there, right?
I have no idea. I'm kind of guessing they actually passed them out.
Jeez, in a library. At a book club.
Yep. Fucking handing out butt plugs at the library.
Inflatable.
See, to niggers, a book club is no different than a strip club. They just hear the word club and say, oh, I'm in dog.
Well, yeah. Why not? They use preschools and elementary schools for strip clubs and fucking churches.
And in a church at the same time.
Well, I mean, the dress code, I mean, we constantly have to revise it with them. I mean, you can't get it through their minds what casual Friday and Saturday means.
Yeah. Do they come in with their rollers and pink pajamas on?
Yeah. Yeah. Unlaced boots, do-rags, sagging, FUBU shirts.
Well, that's perfect for the butt plug.
Yeah. It's like, you know. You know, you've got to have some type of professional standards, and then when you tell them business casual, it's you never know what you're going to get. I mean,
well, DJ was right. He said you had a doozy of a story, and you sure do.
That's a good one.
Wow. Oh man, you should have got some pictures of all this. Now, is anybody going to get in trouble over this? Is anybody going to get fired? Are they going to get their funds cut off?
Oh, there'll be some fallout. I don't know if they'll get fired, hopefully, but I do think there'll be relooking at funds. But, yeah, that was an extraordinary amount of money to go through. And over the subject matter of which they bought was – I don't think it'll be looked at too humorously by administration.
Wow. Now, if a human did something like that at any job anywhere, they would be summarily fired.
Oh, yes. Yeah, there's a definite double standard.
Yeah.
But niggers get away with it because everybody knows they're retarded, and they get leeway because, oh, it's just niggers, you know, they don't know any better.
Yeah. I see them get by with stuff, you know, even – customer wise that, you know, would get a person thrown out in the street. We'd let them get by with it just because, oh, they're a coon. You know, from talking loud, talking on their cell phones. The big thing I hate is sagging.
When is that going to end? That's been around for almost, what, like 20 years now.
Well, I think it goes back to the down-low culture of male nigger bucks. From my understanding, it originated in prison, that the person who was wanted to, you know, I don't know, be the penetratee would
be
sag.
The bitch.
Yeah, be the bitch, would sag his pants to show he's willing. And so it's just probably, you know, when you see a buck sagging, it means he's looking for someone to hide the salami in him.
Well, personally, I hate the way it looks, but I think it's one of the best fads they've ever come up with, because they can't run from the police now. They got to have one hand holding their damn pants up.
Yeah, I've seen them actually fall over it, you know, fall over their pants and stuff, which is kind of funny when they're trying to run to get to a computer.
Yeah, a buddy of mine, he came out to visit one time, and we're driving down a main road, and we see this little 14, 15-year-old nigger buck jaywalking in the middle of the road, and he's got his pants hanging down, and he goes, "Hey, watch this." And he floors his truck. Whoa, whoa. And makes a beeline right for this nigger. And this nigger's eyes got about 3 feet in diameter, and he starts booking, and his pants fell down around his ankles. And he ends up face planting right in the street, man. He jumped up so fast, pulled his pants up, and just barely cleared the truck.
Jeez.
Yeah, that's about all I have, but yeah, I just thought I'd share with that one. That one was just too over the top for me.
Now, is there any way to get these toys and return them for the money, or have they already been tested out by the people who bought them?
I think for the sake of humanity, we just let them go. I mean, could you imagine what they're encrusted with?
Oh, the edible panties. Oh, my God. I mean, what size were these things? Was it like a whole thing of fruit leather or what?
48 extra large, I don't know.
As soon as the nigger puts them on, they instantly become inedible.
Hey, what flavor was it? Grape?
I just glanced at the thing.
It was All right, Spider, thanks so much for joining us.
Not a problem. Take it easy.
Have a great time. To the monkey. To the
monkey. Well, that's it for this week's show of Chimp Out Radio. What'd you think about this week's episode?
It was pretty good having the Spider on again. He always comes up with some unbelievable shit dealing with niggers.
I know. I cannot get over what just happened.
Incredible. Never in a million... Well, they're niggers, so I guess anything's possible.
They never stoop. Well, just when you think they hit the lowest possible level, they go lower.
Absolutely.
So, special thanks to our other guest, Laughing at Coons. He did a great job.
Yeah, it was nice talking to him again. He's been on a couple times, I think.
Yeah, good guy. And special thanks goes out to Martin Luther Coon Jr. for doing the lyrics to this week's Niggeroki.
All right, appreciate it. Keep the songs coming. Be sure to check out next week's episode.
Who's going to be on next week?
Birdman's going to stop by.
What?
The famous Birdman's going to come into the studio and hang out with us for a little bit. And not only do a top 10, he's going to do a top 20.
All right. Well, hey, that's great. It's been a while since we've heard from him.
Yes, it has.
All right, Chimpers. Be proud of yourselves. And don't take any shit from any niggers. The Tiger, Tiger.